Joining me again all over the World Wide Web is Michael Blake with the Obama campaign. How are you this morning?
Always good to be with you, Ms. Clovia. How are you?
I'm good. I call it National Credit Card Reform Day. Please share with our listeners more accomplishments from our President Barack Obama.
So today marks the three-year anniversary of President Obama signing into law the Credit Card Act, the Bill of Rights for credit card users that reined in all the excessive and hidden credit card fees designed to take advantage of consumers. So for years, credit card companies and banks were taking advantage of consumers. They were slamming them with high hidden fees, duplicate fees, unnecessary, unfair charges. So the President Obama, enacted the Credit Card Act and protected consumers from these predatory practices and make sure everyone is playing by the same fair rules. And that's why we're excited today.
And a lot of people have been so deep in debt with credit cards, maybe they couldn't even tell the difference.
Totally. Everyone remembers what it was like, and they may have been just going through the continual challenges in their lives. That's understandable, but you know, people would find themselves slammed with hundreds of dollars in overdraft fees after the banks approved their transactions, put their balance over limit, or they would open up their credit card statements, see these exorbitant, unexpected extra charges because the credit card company suddenly and retroactively increased their interest rate. People would find it difficult to make payments on time. They'd get all these outrageous late fees. So there are so many benefits that came out because of the Credit Card Act that people need to know about, and that's why it impacts the African-American community, all communities. It bans rate increases on existing balances, restricts retroactive rate increases due to late payments. That's important. It ends the late fee traps, such as weekend delays, the due dates that change each month, and the deadlines that fall in the middle of the day. It requires banks to obtain permission to process transactions that place accounts over the limit and result in these over-limit fees. So that's why today we're excited. Today, the three-year anniversary of President Obama signing the Credit Card Act, the impact that it has on our communities. This is just another example of how we are doing everything we can to help Americans and showing that we're creating an economy that's built to last.
And moving forward, of course.
Oh, completely. You know, this is all about the continual effort of how we have to continue to move forward, and we can't move backward. So many times people are asking, where were the changes? Changes that we voted for in 2008, what's the change we can believe in? Change you can believe in is the Credit Card Act, helping consumers be able to pay their bills and make it more affordable. The change of ending the Iraq War, change of getting you health care, change of 26 straight months of private sector job growth, change is making more education more affordable, change is fighting for women's rights and making sure that women have equal pay for their equal work. All these are the positive changes that came about from the president, and that's why we have to continue to move forward. We cannot move backward. This is why we're fighting so hard to make sure President Obama gets reelected on November 6th.
And if you're not a registered voter, you need to get registered to vote. You can do it now. You can check out our website. Michael Blake with President Barack Obama's reelection campaign. Thank you.
Always good, Ms. Clovia. Take care.